This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. RTD's long-delayed commuter rail line between Denver, Boulder, and Longmont could be pushed back even farther, CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
RTD promised the Boulder and Longmont train back in 2004. Taxpayers have been paying toward it ever since then. But costs went through the roof, and now it's expected to cost $1.5 billion. So RTD prioritized other lines over it, like the A line to DIA. The transit agency is still slowly saving, so it can start construction in a few decades. But now, RTD staff say they should stop doing that to prevent cuts to bus service elsewhere. Judy Lubau represents Longmont on the RTD board. She says it's time to have a frank conversation with taxpayers.
We're going to need to have a discussion about alternative funding sources, and is the public interested in funding that? Because if not, I don't know how we're going to move forward.
The RTD board will take a vote in the next few months, and the situation could get muddier still as RTD calculates how much damage the COVID-19 outbreak will do to its budget. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Denver has purchased more than 2,700 rapid COVID-19 tests for its first responders. Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin says the tests will be used for the city's police, firefighters, and paramedics.
And when you're talking about an invisible threat in this virus, having the tools necessary to shed light on this gives us a great advantage and a great bit of help.
The city says at least 21 public safety workers have tested positive for COVID-19. This is CPR News.